We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Chaf Chesam at base. Rava had said mitzvot en tzrichot kavana, and so we had attacked him from a few different angles. Abaye asked him if mitzvot en tzrichot kavana. So then, if someone goes to sleep on Shemini Atzeres in the Sukkah, would you say that he was over on Baal Tosif? Mitzvot en tzrichot kavana. So then it should work to his detriment too. So Rava answered him, Shani omer, mitzvot in over alehem ela bizmanam. Says Rashi, mitzvot in over alehem beval tosif, ela bazman. Kigon, chameshet aminim belulav, vechameshet totafot betfilin, chamesh tzitziyot betalit. Aval tosefet yom al yom naim, o sha'a al sha'a, en ze mosif. I say Baal Tosif has to be at the time of the Chiyuv that you added something in the mitzvah. But if you add to the time of the Chiyuv, that's not Baal Tosif. So that's Rava's Chiddush, which the rest of the Gemara is going to focus on. That's what we're coming to attack. You say on the one hand that mitzvot and tzichot kavana. And even if you didn't have intent to do the mitzvah, it's as though you did it. To the point where a person would be over Baal Tosif. The only reason he's not over Baal Tosif is because Rava says Baal Tosif is at the time of the mitzvah, the way you do the mitzvah. But not that you add times to the mitzvah. And on that, we're going to start attacking. Mativ Rav Shemin Bar Rava.
So, okay, I think we're going to see that. So what happens if someone will check the lulav when it's not super?
That's not Baal Tosif, right? Mativ Rav Shemin Bar Rava. מנין לכהן שעולה לדוכן שלא אמר הואיל ונתנה לי תורה רשות לברכת ישראל הוסיף ברכה אחת משלי כגון השם לא אבותיכם יוסף עליכם. How do we know that a coin shouldn't just add his own blessings? תלמוד לומר לא תוסיפו על הדבר ואחר כיוון דבריך לעברה לזמנה וקטני דבר. The Brisa says he's in transgression of לא תוסיפו, but he finished. He finished his mitzvah. Okay. There are two psukim. One says lo tosef, and one says lo tosifu. So over here the Gemara is quoting lo tosifu. Hacha b'maeskinan b'delosiyem. Okay, so I'll tell you, it's talking about a situation where he's sticking the bracha in the middle of the other brachos. So he didn't finish it. It was still the time of the mitzvah. V'atanya siyem bracha achat. V'atanya siyem kol birchotav. One brisa says he did conclude. I'll tell you, he concluded that one blessing, but it's still in the middle of the blessing. But I have another brisa that says he shouldn't add even after he finishes all his blessings. Okay, you put me to the wall. I'll give you a different answer. Shani hacha, kivan dilu mitramele tzibur achin adam mevarech. This is different, the mitzvah Birchos Kohanim, because if a new minion would come in right now, he would bless him again. So then it turns out that Kule Yome Zimneu, the whole day is its time, is the time of Birchos Kohanim, and so he could be over on it the whole day.
So can this answer a question that I had to you last week, that a Kohen, all time a Kohen is in a synagogue, is his time for to bless the nation, therefore you cannot add any bracha on his own?
I don't know.
Can we not infer from here that it needs to be ready?
You could. Yeah. Uminateimra. How do I know that? Itnan. Uminateimra. Says Rava. The Mishnah says, Anitanin b'matanachat. If you have certain bloods, certain sacrifices that get one sprinkling on the altar. So let's say you have two bechoros. A bechor gets sprinkled once. It's a mishnah and ezeu mekoman. So let's say you have two bechoros that shenitavu, that got mixed. Menitanin b'matana achat. Two bechoros got mixed. The blood of two sacrifices that really deserve one sprinkling. Yitanu matana achat. So do one sprinkling, fine. We assume that you mix the blood together, so you'll have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You did your thing. Matan Dalet be Matan Dalet. Some sacrifices, a shlami, menasha, menola, toda, they get four sprinkles on all four sides of the mizbeach. So let's say a sacrifice that deserves four sprinkling got mixed with be Matan Dalet. Yinatnu be Matan Dalet. And then you do a sprinkling on all four, because again, you mix, you assume you'll have a little of each. Matan dalet b'matan achat. But what happens if a four sprinkler got mixed with a one sprinkler? Now what you going to do? Rabbi Elezer omer, yinatnu matan dalet. Rabbi Elezer says, no problem, do four. Rabbi Yeshua omer, yinatnu b'matan achat. Rabbi Yeshua, he's the contemporary, he's the one who always argues with Rabbi Eliezer, right? You have Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, who's like Hillel, and you have Rabbi Les ben Hurkanos, who's like Shammai. So Rabbi Shua says, sprinkle it once. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, hareyu veralbal tigra. Rabbi Les says, how could you say that? The Torah says, sprinkle four. How could you do only one? Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, hareyu veralbal tosif. Rabbi Shua fires back and says, but how could you do four? Isn't that bal tosif? Rabbi Lezer says, no, the Torah only told you about Tosif when you have the blood on its own. So don't do that one alone, but here you're not, you're doing a mix. Rabbi Yeshua fires back, no, Bal Tigra is only when it's alone, but now that you have a mix, you have no choice, you'll do only one. Rabbi Yeshua, kshelonatata, even if we'll go like you. So when you didn't give, but you were over on Bal Tigra without doing a maise. Here you see. So then you did an active role in being over on Bal Tosif. So over here, one second, once you did sprinkle one, you finished your mitzvah of the Bechor. You did one sprinkle, so lechora, you finished the time of the mitzvah. Viktani davar mishum bal tosif. So you see, he's still over on bal tosif, even though he finished his job with the dam Bechor. Lav mishum dam rinan, kevan dilu mitram leibucha achrina, hadam hazeh minei, kuli yoma zimnei. Isn't the logic, because let's say you had another Bechor, so you'd sprinkle that Bechor. So you see, it is the Zman of the Mitzvah, just you fulfilled your part with this. The Gemara says, wait, no. Din makasavar Rabbi Yeshua, mitzvot over aleihen, afilu shelo bizmanan. So who said? Maybe the logic of Rabbi Yeshua is the other way, that you're over, even though it's not the time of the mitzvah, and then this would be a raya against Rava.
Not following all the details.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I need your cup. Okay. Thank you. This is from the Bechor. Yeah. This is from the Shlamim. Yeah. The big fat Shlamim has to be sprinkled four. The Bechor has to be sprinkled one. They mix. Now, what am I supposed to do? If I sprinkle four, so I overdid this one, Bal Tosif. If I sprinkle one, I underdid this one. Comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, do one. Comes Rabbi Lezer and says, do four. Rabbi Lezer says, how could you do only one? Bal Tigra, you owe him four. Rabbi Yeshua says, how could you do four? It's Bal Tosif, you owe him one. And Rabbi Yeshua adds, at least my way, it's Sheval Tasef. So that's, I skipped the stage in the Braisa, but in a nutshell, that's the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua says sprinkle one. Rabbi Eliezer says sprinkle four of the mix. So the Gemara, tell me when you're ready.
How come they got mixed? Start me.
Shmulki was in the Beis HaMikdash helping his father, and he thought it was a big help, so he poured them together. Onward. So the Gemara says, what's their argument, Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra? If these two mixed, and you did one sprinkle, why does Rabbi Yeshua say, don't do another three, Bal Tosif? But wait a second. According to what we're saying, after you did one sprinkle, you finished the mitzvah of this one. So according to Rava, there shouldn't be any more Baal Tosif, because once you finish the mitzvah, then it's no longer the zman of the mitzvah, so there's no longer Baal Tosif. So sprinkle the other three, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara says, well, maybe what Rabbi Yeshua holds is that being that technically if they bring you another Bechor into the Beis HaMikdash right now, after you did sprinkle one, you take his blood and do another sprinkle, right? So then all day is called Zmanohu. It's not the Zman of this blood, but it is the Zman of the mitzvah in general. So if I'm going to add to the mitzvah, it's not that I'm adding, like sitting in the sukkah day after sukkahs where there's no mitzvah, it's not the Zman. Here I could do the mitzvah, I can't do it with this one. So there Rabbi Yeshua says, it's Baal Tosif. So that's what Rava wants to say. That's where I get this idea from, that if under a different circumstance I would still be doing the mitzvah, that's called Zmanohu. Lav Zmano means right now. It's not, there's no mitzvah. I can wear my tzitzis at night. At night there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. Why isn't it Baal Tosif? No, it's not the time. There's no Baal Tosif. I could take a lulav and shake it now. No Baal Tosif. Fair enough. So that's what he wants to say. So the Gemara says, but maybe it's the other way. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yeshua says don't do more is not because, well, technically if they bring another animal, it would be Baal Tosif. Maybe it's because he doesn't buy into what Rava said altogether. He says there's Baal Tosif even if it isn't the time. Meaning you're assuming he agrees with Rava. So you're saying, so then why is there Baal Tosif? Because technically if you bring another animal, it would still be the time to do the mitzvah. Yo? Well, who said you should assume that? Maybe Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even agree to the idea that Baal Tosif is only at that time. And that's why he says, if you'll do four, it's Baal Tosif.
He doesn't agree that it's all day.
We began with the assumption that if Rabbi Yeshua says there's Baal Tosif, it can't be that there's Baal Tosif if it isn't the time of the mitzvah. We assumed he agrees to Rava. So that's why we said, yeah, but being that if you bring another animal, you'd be able to do, that's called its time. Maybe he doesn't agree with Rava. Anrich? You got to inject him with some of your koach.
Is it me?
Yeah.
His koach.
His top?
He has more koach than me.
Back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says you have a point. Okay, so if I'm going to say this braisa is a support to this idea that if you had another korban, if you had another crowd, you could do this mitzvah, so that's called its time. So the Gemara says, Anan hachi kamrinan, and we could apply everything we learned about hachi kamar. Remind me to come back to this line, okay? Rav Shemin bar Abba, Maitai Mashavik Matniti Nu Motiv Mi Braita. Rav Shemin bar Abba asked a question from the Braisa. How come the Kohen, if he does an added blessing, it's Baal Tosif? Well, why did Rav Shemin bar Abba ask from a Braisa? Why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? The Mishnah about the bloods, the Mishnah in Zvachim, that Mishnah we just learned. Why didn't he ask from that? Lotiv mi matnitin, let him ask from the Mishnah. Matnitin maitam alo motiv, kemandilu mitram ele buchachina, bay mazeminei, kuliyo mazimneyu. Because he knew full well that the logic of the Mishnah is that it's really the Zman still, because technically if you had another sacrifice, you would sprinkle that sacrifice right now. So it's not like the time is over. So that's why he didn't ask from the Mishnah. Baita Nami, so then you know what? In the Brais I'll answer you the same thing regarding Birchas Kohanim. Kivandi mitrami tzuba achrina, tzvura tzibura achrina, hadar mevarech, being that if you would have a new crowd, you'd bless them again. So then kule yoma zimne. So then the whole day is the time. So that was our point. Our point wasn't, look, from the Mishnah, I know this idea. Our point was, and you, why didn't you ask from the Mishnah? Because you knew full well that in the Mishnah it works with our logic. So then that same answer could be applied to the Braisa you quoted. That's all we meant to say. Okay. It's always interesting when the Gemara talks about itself. Meaning, who's the Anan? Anan hachi kamrinan. This is what we meant to say. Who? Who's talking? Ravashi. Ravashi's base medrash. So the Gemara sometimes does that. And the simple reading is that the Gemara is talking about itself. And more to be added as we learn more. For now, Rashi addresses it in Shabbos and other places. Lot. We'll get there. For now, yeah. Onward. You should notice it. First, notice it. With time, we'll develop it. Back to the Gemara. The Rav Shemen Bar Abba. Rav Shemen Bar Abba argues. He says like this. Hatam lo sagi de lo yahid. If you have a new sacrifice, so okay, you'll sprinkle from that sacrifice. Hacha ibai mevarech, ibai lo mevarech. If you have a new sacrifice walking into the temple now, you don't say, well, I just sprinkled that sacrifice, I'm not dealing with you. You don't say that. Each sacrifice needs its own job. So that's not called zimne. Over here, there's no responsibility on the kohen to bless. And we learn from this halacha that the kohen could say, I did my job. I'm not going to stick around and bless you guys. I blessed once a day. Once I did my chiyuv. More than that, I don't have to do. So that was Rav Shemen Bar Abba's taina. If I don't have to do it, so you see the mitzvah isn't incumbent on me, so then why am I over on Baal Tosef? If you want to, you do, and if you don't want to, you don't.
So what, the first time you have to?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
You,
I said yes.
But you get flopped.
I didn't say that.
What?
Maybe he's over on that say, Amor Elohim. Sweetie, this is a small part of a big sugya. When we learn Megillah again, then you'll apply this to what we learned there. Right, this is true. Okay, Tosfos. Hachai by mevarer. He wants, he's asking. So we'll answer. Mashma mikan. De kevan de ala la duchan pam achat bayom. Shuv eino over ba'asei de amor lahem kol hayom. Da kamari by lom varech. So Tosfos says, even if they call out Kohanim, if he blessed already today, he's not over. There might be other rabbinic reasons that he shouldn't stick around and let everyone think that there's a soul in his lineage. But technically he did it. Fair enough? Yes. This is quoted, Lala. This is, okay. Back to our Gemara.
What will be a problem for people who think he has a problem in his lineage?
Well, Haser mimechai kishut peul zut svatai marek mimeka. The great King Solomon said, distance yourself from bad words. Don't let people speak badly about you.
But then we'll prevent someone from calling up or allowing him to go up to the Khan.
And what about his children's yichus? Yeah, you don't do such things.
Is the only mitzvah supplies?
No. There are other mitzvahs. Sefer Torah, if you're reading from Sefer Torah, you don't take out another Sefer Torah. People shouldn't say, oh, there's something wrong with that Sefer Torah.
No, this mitzvah that you're out of the chiyuv of the person, you don't have to do it.
Well, in tzedakah maybe. Once you gave a pruta to the ani, so you're yotze your chiyuv tzedakah in the year. Whatever, okay. Onward.
Once a day or once a time.
Yeah, learning Torah also. You said Shema Yisrael. Okay, so, you did yours. You bench.
So I can understand that there are places that the Kohanim only bless on holy days and Shabbat.
That's a good question. Everyone asks that. There was a big rabbi in Tzfat named Rabbi Yosef Karo. He asked that question too. a rabbi in Krakow named Rabbi Moshe Isserle. She asked
the
two.
The Kohanim only bless in Shabbat. It's only Musa. Up north.
Well, you know, they said, I don't put it in.